Y'all want to welcome back our wonderful colleague, Congresswoman Giffords, here.
The WBZ Soundbites of the Week.
Touch my chunk. I'm going to have
you arrested. The moment I become Iona.
The Bruins are 2011 Stanley Cup champions.
An operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
We discovered the body of Selena Cass in the Connecticut River in Stewartstown. At approximately 10:30 this morning, fish and game divers who are doing a search discovered her body approximately a quarter of a mile from our house.
It's an important first step to ensuring that as a nation we live within our means.
The ayes are 269, the nays are 161.
This compromise guarantees more than $2 trillion in deficit reduction.
The ayes are 74 and the nays are 26.
The biggest cuts will be decided this fall by a committee of Congress.
The problem with all of this is that the people who are appointing this committee are the same people who are unable to come to agreement on this over the last few months.
Used to seeing it every day. It's been here more than 300 years.
The fire at the old Groton Inn started quickly and spread even faster.
It's a total loss. It'll have to be torn down. There's nothing that can be salvaged.
It was cherry stones and birthday cake all around as the Union Oyster House here in Boston celebrated 185 years.
Three families have owned it since 1826.
Mayor Menino and owner Joe Milano cut the cake.
Many times I've sat at that drawbar having cherry stones and with a little lemon on it. It's fabulous.
Daniel Webster and John Kennedy, among its more illustrious regular patrons.
The media's got to begin to not give equal time or equal balance to an absolutely absurd notion just because somebody asserts it, or simply because somebody says something which everybody knows is not factual. It doesn't deserve the same credit as a legitimate idea about what you do.